The average grocery store has over 40,000 items in it, and we each spend 60 hours every year looking through them all. These stores are designed to get you to spend your money. Today, you'll learn some of our favorite tips for saving money at the grocery store.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week, we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
I think we all could say, I want to save money at the grocery store, right?
I want to save money at the grocery store. Right. There I did. Right. I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you did say it. Oh my gosh. That's not what I meant. But don't we all love a good deal? Especially at the grocery store.
Good deal.
And a few years ago, there was popularized getting deals at the grocery store through extreme couponing. And maybe you watched the show, maybe you read articles or checked out some blogs, but there was a brief run-in with the extreme.
We flirted with couponing. We had a fling.
And quickly after a few dates broke up. And we're going to get into that in a second here. But, you know, we did the whole like finding, like scouring for coupons.
You get all the ads. We had this website would tell you, oh, here's what's there. There's these sales and those coupons. So match those up. And then don't forget to print out this thing. And
we had a binder. You had to stay organized. Oh, yeah. My gosh. It was a thing.
A lot of paper. All those paper cuts. Yeah,
but right. We saved 80%, 90% sometimes
sure.
On the bill. But
yeah,
at the end
on
of the
that
day,
bill where we went to buy the things that we were couponing for, not our grocery bill.
Right. See, and that was like, I always felt a little bit bad that I couldn't get to that coveted status. Mm. But then, the more deeply I tried to get into this, I realized, oh my gosh. Okay, so these people on extreme couponing, they're spending 30 to 40 hours a week.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's what they would
more.
Say.
That's what they admitted themselves.
On the show, yeah, crazy.
Couponing, getting into dumpsters, getting coupons, finding them in these obscure ways, buying coupons.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like crazy stuff, organizing them in massive binders, having charts and spreadsheets. And then going to the store, right, and coming home with this $800 haul. And they maybe even got it all free and they got paid $5. And they were so proud of this haul. And then their basement is full of chemical-ridden toiletry supplies and processed white bread.
Yeah, it's
like
here's
crackers.
My bookshelf full of crackers.
And cereal.
It's like, I don't think you need that many crackers.
Mega sugared oatmeal or whatever.
Here's
like
my
stuff
500
that,
bottles of shampoo.
Right. And I think like around this time was when I was discovering my gluten allergy and other autoimmune things I had. And it was like, I can't put this stuff in my body anymore. And the only stuff that you can get a coupon for is basically trash. And you can't get a coupon to make kale free, at least most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like maybe a shampoo that doesn't have like massive chemicals or gluten, like those have no coupons either.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like, it became worthless to us. But we started to see and realize, whoa, like one, you spent 40 hours a week to save $800. If you just had a day job, and you had a good paying one.
You just buy groceries.
You could have just paid groceries.
The ones that you want.
And then actually had more money
yeah.
for other things in your life too.
But not as many crackers.
And yeah, not as many crackers in your basement. But at the end of the day, we realized like, okay, this is not really a money saving strategy. This is a passion or a hobby project for these people because they love the thrill of the hunt and piecing it all together.
It's
a strategy.
Yeah.
Right. This is not going to make you wealthy. It's really not, in the grand scheme of things, going to be like some cost-effective way to use your time to offset groceries. There are thousands of other ways that would be more bang for your buck. Again, this is a hobby. And so what we're going to talk about here today in this podcast episode are real life tips for saving money at the grocery store that do not involve sacrificing your health or clipping coupons.
Yeah, it's easy stuff anybody can do. It's not going to cost you 40 hours. I don't think it'll cost you 40 minutes. So we'll hop into some of our favorite tips for saving at the grocery store.
Way more.
Dozens.
And we'll tell you about it.
Yes.
Because actually with this episode, you can go to walletwin.com/grocery and you can get a PDF download of all the things.
We're going to outline
all the five that we're going to talk about. We're going to throw in a few bonus extras.
Bonus exclusives that we're not talking about today.
Exactly. So you're going to want to go over to their walletwin.com/grocery and get your copy, and you can follow along, and that'll be your checklist for next time you go into the grocery store. You don't have to take notes as you're listening to this episode. You'll have your PDF right there.
All right. So let's hop into the first one. The first one, I think this is maybe one of the biggest ones. By the store brand, the generic.
Generic gets a bad, it got a bad rap when we were kids. And I feel like for a good reason.
Because they made it, the food out of the same stuff that they made the box out of?
Yeah, basically. Tasteless cardboard. It was such subpar quality. But I'd say the game has upped.
Oh,
and competition has gotten fierce in generic brands.
So it goes by different names depending where you are or how into the grocery industry you might be as a hobby.
Apparently, we're really into it.
So that'd be private label if you're really into it. Those are private label brands, otherwise known as store brands or the generic stuff. Mm-hmm. So if you're at, say, Walmart, that's going to be the great value. Then they have two store brands.
The nicer stuff is
Sam's Choice. That used to be their store brand, their only store brand. When I was a kid, we get the Sam's Choice chocolate chip cookies.
I think
they were good. I don't know. I think they were
but
chocolate.
Now they even have like the Great Value organic.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
Yeah,
they're, it's Walmart
expanded,
is
yeah.
in the game. They want to play.
So you'll see this or, you know, a lot of grocery stores. The store is usually different throughout the country, but Kroger. Their vast grocery empire, they just call it Kroger.
Yeah.
And then they do have their whatever, they have
their selects
or whatever. A couple of Honest Goods or Simply Honest or, I don't know, that's their organic. Anyway, there's store brands.
Costco has Kirkland.
Kirkland Signature.
Oh, Kirkland Signature, our favorite.
But all these are, they're great. You know, there are certainly companies that all they do is make the store brand version of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where probably a lot of these come from. But then sometimes the actual company also, like the store, the brand name also does private label stuff, the store brands. Mm-hmm.
Would you say that sometimes this, like Kirkland Signature, sometimes they are a customer of like Grey Goose to get their vodka, but they buy it in such bulk
that they also get their own.
That they get
there.
To make.
There's especially with Costco, there's a lot of blogs out there and posts trying to figure out who makes what. And there's a lot of rumors about that. Yes, their European vodka is Grey Goose.
It might
be distilled in the same town. It might not be. But anyway,
sometimes they are using the actual.
Sure. So one example
brand name
is
thing in their product, but not.
Yeah, and then there's some stores. Almost all they sell are the store brand. So I'm looking at Trader Joe's. I'm looking at you, Joe.
Right.
I'm looking at you, Aldi, which are actually run by two different brothers, two different companies, but that's kind of neat. But anyway, and I worked at a Trader Joe's in college, and I will tell you, almost everything in that store says Trader Joe's, like on it on the box.
It isn't.
But they don't custom label. It's too much work. They don't custom label like the shipping boxes.
Ooh.
So at least the mint chocolate chips, those are Ghirardelli. Mm. The fancy pizzas, that's Amy's.
The mac and cheese
is Annie's. Mm-hmm. Like, and you can look at different things. Like the manufacturing line is going to be the same. So like for mac and cheese, look at the like how you open the box, where those dotted lines are and what shape they are.
Oh,
are they exactly the same?
And the
look,
box opening.
You look at the packaging because that's not going to change very much. Just what they print on it, and particularly where like the best. Like the use by or lot number dates are printed and what their format is. That's another huge clue if it came off the same manufacturing line.
Can you guys imagine and picture in your mind's eye just how much time?
How much time Jonathan has spent looking at mac and cheese boxes?
Oh my gosh, guys. It's not even like we've already decided on the mac and cheese we are purchasing.
I'm just very interested in this stuff.
He's got to get into that engineering of the box.
I just love figuring this. This is my couponing, just to figuring out all that stuff. So anyway, but the store brand, it can save you so much.
Yes.
And most of them, if not all of them, have like a, hey, if you don't love it as much as the regular stuff, bring it back.
Right.
So you can't lose.
Win-win.
It's a win-win.
Win-win-win.
Win-win-win-win.
And if it's from Aldi.
It's from Aldi. They give you your money back and they give you something else.
Right. Double back. Boom. Guarantee.
So it's a just a huge tip. You can save a lot of money. The store brand, the generic stuff, it's sometimes the same food. Mm-hmm. Other times it's different, but it's still good. So maybe even you might prefer it.
And then every now and again you run into a dud, but they've got their money back guarantee.
They've got the guarantee.
You're covered. Right. All right, on to tip number two. Mm-hmm. Check the unit price.
Ooh, what is the unit price?
This
what
is
does
good.
That mean?
Cost per unit or yep. cost per thing.
Yeah. So the stores, they can get a little tricky with it. So you'll see it on like the price tag. And so something will usually be broken down by the ounce. So it'll be, you mm-hmm. know, 23 cents per ounce. Or if it's like a 12 pack of puddings, little puddings, it might be
per pudding.
Right. And then sometimes the different one pack is per pudding, the other pack is per ounce. Then you got to do some math.
Right.
But figure that out because
you can save.
You can
if
save
you look
big.
At this, yeah. Sometimes it's looking at the per unit price. I'm just going to give an example from
Do
our
it.
Family. Another scouring the lines example of the Texeras is every week at Costco, we go down the line of buying carbonated water.
Oh, yeah. We've got it bad. We've got that.
We love carbonated water.
Bug.
Our kids, even like the two-year-old. She comes up to us.
You crack that can.
And she goes, fizzy, fizzy.
They all come running.
Oh.
Fizzy, fizzy, fizzy,
they're just
fizzy.
Raised on carbonate bubble water like they're going to be such snobs about water. Anyway, they've got, at least it's not pop, right?
Yes.
That was the fizzy of our generation's choice.
That's what we grew
choice,
up on. Yeah,
and then
that was
we
the
were
can
wrecked.
We came running for.
Anyway, so we go down the line and they tell you how many cents per can. And
yes, because
on,
it's like a 12-pack or 24 or 36-pack.
Right, depending so on
can.
What they've got on sale that week, it might mm-hmm. shift the per-can cost.
Exactly.
And the Texeras know that basically all carbonated waters
it's water
are essentially
with
the
some
same
gas
thing.
In it and a drop of flavor.
Minus one or two brands.
Doesn't
they're
need
all
to be that
in
expensive.
The same level of competition of how good they are.
Yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
So we're typically looking for the best price per can.
We're just looking for the cheapest one.
Not... the cost of the pack.
Sure, because they're all different sizes.
Right. And if you were just going in and being like, I just want the cheapest one. Oh, that's $6.99. I'm grabbing it. But wait, if you were actually looking to save money and you know your family burns through these things like ours, you'd go with the $8.99 one where it's actually a lower cost.
It's 23 and a third cents per can instead of the one that's even on sale, which is now at 23 and... two-thirds cents per can. Oh, no. I think it's 23.9. Yeah.
Right.
Instead of 23.3.
Anyway, so that is kind of just doing some unit
But if you don't pay attention, you go, oh, I've heard of, you know, oh, LaCroix or, oh, Spindrift or whatever. Like, Spindrift is 50 cents a can.
Right.
It's over twice what we're getting. No, it's a little different. They put some juice in, whatever. But...
It's
a higher cost.
So you want to look at the unit cost because it's not always just, oh, that one's $6.99, that one's $8.99. $6.99 is cheaper, better. No, not always, my friend. Look at the unit price.
Yep.
On to number three, John.
Also, in this particular example, because this is another thing we go pretty deep on in our family, you could go, oh, okay,
everywhere.
This one's $2.99, that one's $2.99. But you might be getting hit with an 8-packer. Those skinny cans, they come in an 8-pack, not a 12.
Exactly.
And you're going to pay more for them, even though they're so much more fun to hold.
They are. They just feel better in your hand. You feel classier. Other than like the regular one just feels like you're holding a pop.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. So you got to look at that. So that, and again, but if you looked at the unit price, you would see because there's going to be less in that package.
Exactly.
All right. The next one, this is, again, it's a fundamental, but how often do people do this? Make a list.
Check it twice.
Check the list. And then stick to the list.
Yeah. And maybe it's not going to be pen and paper for you. Mm-hmm. Just pull up your phone. Almost all phones have a notes app nowadays.
Yep.
And sometimes this is easier.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're like me and you want to be really inefficient and annoy your spouse, Just text your entire list to your spouse one by one as you remember all of the items.
Then he might miss a couple of them because they pushed off the screen.
No, but even if it's my own list, I use threads. I use conversation threads with you to like copy and paste basically everything.
You can't have a conversation
with
yourself, honey. But yes, you can. However, it's going to work for you. Really,
a digital list
is the main
paper
thing.
And pen list.
Putting it in a to-do app, so then you can look at it on your smartwatch and check it off in the aisle.
Mm.
That's what I like to know. But
that's way beyond me.
Yeah, but anyways, the important thing is make a list because, right? Like we said at the open, these stores are designed to get you to buy more stuff. I mean, just think
how
often would you buy a candy bar if there was just a candy bar aisle and they weren't at the checkout.
Right. You wouldn't think to go down
you
that
You wouldn't
aisle.
Go down that aisle every time.
It's not on the
They're
list.
They're staring you at the face. Oh, and it's only 88 cents.
Right.
I guess I'll get one.
So when you meal plan and then make a list of the things you need, it keeps you focused and on track and only going to the areas in the store that make sense with what you're planning to eat that week.
And only getting the things that you're planning to use.
Right.
So you might have to go down the same aisle, but now you're only going to grab, you know, a box of pasta and a can of sauce. When before you go, oh, well, those all sound good. Let me get two cans of sauce.
Right.
Well, let me get these stewed tomatoes too. Or, you know, I've been thinking about having soup. And then,
right. When you don't have a list, it can get nilly-willy real quick.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, just things are walking on into your cart that never would have made the cut.
Yeah.
If you'd been thinking.
That's the $30 jug of milk. That's those things.
$30 jug of milk?
Like, I'm going to go get, I just got to go get milk.
Oh,
milk and eggs.
Right. Milk and
eggs. And then
you
come out like a full cart. Like, I was just going to get milk and eggs. What happened?
You didn't have a list.
You didn't have a list. And it was a two-item list.
All right,
so stick
number four,
to the list.
This is a biggie. This one actually got
this
us in the
will
butt
wreck
recently.
Anybody?
Well,
no one is beyond this one.
We were actually shopping at Aldi when this one hit. The rule is don't shop hungry. They always say this, but how true
it's so
it is.
True.
I think we've now put preventative protein bars in the car so that we never have to enter a store hungry. So a few weeks back.
Because when you're hungry, everything looks so good.
99% of the time, we're good about this. But one day, we got tripped up. We were out. We were running errands.
Yeah,
and then, oops,
got a little late.
We wanted to get into Aldi, and we were hungry.
Oh, we were hungry.
We bought several bags of chips that were only for us to scarf down on the way home. You remember that?
Oh,
I ate that.
It's double. It was double bag, especially if you have no list and you're hungry.
Oh,
because then your stomach will work to. It'll gang up on you with your brain to convince
you
that everything in the store will be used for some meal soon, and it will be delicious, and you need to get it right now.
Yeah, exactly. So thankfully, it was Aldi. So even though the cart was filled to the brim, it was an $80 transaction. So it did not do a lot of damage.
No.
But we got a lot of kind of food we would typically never purchase.
Oh, there were lots of snacks in that
just
trip.
Because our bodies were like, fat, salt, must have now, carbs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's exactly where you go when you're starved. Mm-hmm. And you're in a
the
grocery
family
store.
Family-size Cheez-Its. That's
except
where you
I
go.
Can't. Yeah, that was you. I forget what it was for me. The gluten-free version of that. I think it was a bag of sour cream and cheddar chips or something.
Oh yeah.
Don't shop hungry. Have the preventative protein bars in the glove box.
Yep.
And
then
you will thank yourself later.
And this last tip here, our fifth tip, is in some ways it's a continuation of these last two. So it's looking at make a list and don't shop hungry. That's to make sure you buy the stuff that you need, the stuff that you want to buy, not the stuff that you just end up buying. Another way to do this is to shop online.
Because
you're not
like
walking down the aisles, looking at all this stuff. Oh, look at that's on the end cap. I'll take that special. No.
Right.
You
I
don't
mean,
see that.
It puts a layer of distance between things for you, and you can kind of still stay in rational brain. You can, you know, look at your budget on one tab. Or, you know, and then you can literally look at the store in the other tab and
you can see
so much more calculated
and also
and methodical.
You know how much it's going to.
The running tally.
You know what it's going to cost before you check out.
Exactly. Whereas at the
grocery
store, it's like a guess.
You have no idea unless you've been doing your calculator the whole time, and then you've missed half of what's in there anyway.
Man, that would be a great thing, wouldn't it be?
They're coming out with it.
Stores do that? You just walk around and beep?
You beep what you put in, and then at the end you just like scan the beeper.
That
and
you seems leave. Way more efficient.
Yeah.
All right, we don't need to solve that here on the podcast.
The Kroger, there's a Kroger in the area that does that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
One in Bellevue.
Anyway, shopping online. I mean, we've had windows in our family life where it's like, nope, we are not going to the grocery store. I would say when we transitioned to three kids, I just could not
had
for
no
the
idea
life
what to, how
of
to do
me.
Anything. Yeah.
Well, because I couldn't fit.
All three in the cart and food.
I could, yeah, exactly. Because the baby was not big enough to sit.
And the other kids couldn't be walking around yet.
Right.
Yeah.
And I could have put her in the baby sling. Anyway,
so much.
I felt overwhelmed, okay?
But it can save, that online can save you a lot of time.
So for months, because
you just click some stuff through. And then now everybody's got, if not delivery, pickup.
Yeah.
You just swing on past, they throw it in the car, and you're done.
It felt like our fridge and pantry were always full, but we were spending less.
Mm-hmm.
And it never felt like, it just felt so much easier.
Yeah.
Like every Tuesday night, I get on to whatever it is. I put in my online order.
Just think about
and
it.
That's it.
It's like you're making tacos or whatever. Okay, I'm going to type in like ground beef. I'm going to type in taco seasoning and click add that one. I'm going to type in taco shells and add that one. You're not walking down that aisle going, oh, but that salsa looks good too. Yeah. Oh, ooh.
Sometimes
I'll get
it's even
this one. It's like there's that hot sauce. Oh, that would be good. You're not adding all this extra stuff. You're not, I got to go through the produce section to get the lettuce. Let me get those strawberries too. You're not adding on more and more and more. You're only getting the stuff that you're typing in and clicking yes.
I think they got it. I think you just gave like
huge.
Six examples.
It's huge though.
We know who the impulse shopper is in this family.
Hey, nice to meet you.
But I want to reflect on just how much time it saves. Because
huge time
we are
saves.
All about you saving money here at Walla Win. But there's always more money, guys. Mm. There is not more time. So if you can do a double whammy and save both time and money, now we're talking. So the online shopping, if you're one of those people that gets caught in like scrolling and whatever, but if you're more, if you're decisive, you can get in there. Maybe the thing you use has like an order history where it's like knows your staples and you just kind of like click yes to auto populate all your staples in. Boom. You could have a shopping trip done in under 10 minutes paid. Boom. It doesn't get much better than that because you couldn't pack up the whole crew, run to the store, unload them, get through the store, survive a meltdown, check out, get in the car, load everything, go home. Nope, you can't do that in 10 minutes.
Mm-mm.
So,
no way.
Huge time saving.
Yep, so just think about it quick. So it's buy the store brand.
What were the five things? Let's do a recap.
Yeah, number one, get the store brand whenever possible. Two, look at the unit price. See what is actually cheaper. And you might think the bigger one's always cheaper. Not always the case.
Mm-mm.
Depending how it's all done up or what's on sale,
you got
to look at the unit price. Make a list, stick to it, and in order to really help you do that,
don't shop hungry,
and even, hey, maybe shop online too.
Right.
So you can get all those and come with some extra tips, some links, some bonus stuff about those tips and extra bonus exclusive, we're not even going to talk about them right now, tips by going to walletwin.com/grocery, and you can download that resource for free and get those extra bonus tips. So next time you're at the store, next time you're at your store, use these tips because we want to help save you money when you go to the store.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. We're going to help you save money, and it's going to be in a format that you can remember and reference because haven't we all been like somewhere and we're like, oh, didn't I hear that on a podcast? And then you cannot for the life of you remember what it was called, who it was even by. Nope. So get this. Print it out. Let's go with you on that next shopping trip.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's go with you.
Yep. So get that. And if you like this show, share it with somebody. If you know somebody who eats, share this episode with them. They'll probably find it helpful.
Yep. And if you're using these money-saving tips on your next trip to the grocery store, or even if it's the online store, if you choose that one, take a selfie.
Ooh.
of you listening to this podcast or just you at the store.
Ready to use the tips.
Tag at WalletWin on Instagram and let us know that we're coming along with you to save you some money.
That's right. All right. If you love the show, leave us a review in Apple Podcasts. It really helps other people find the show. And until next time.
Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the WalletWin program at WalletWin.com.
Music in this episode's from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.